Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is 8 years of Evangelical Outreach. 8 years ago, on September 22nd, 2011, I felt a nudge from God to write an inspirational email to 15 of my friends. Little did I know then that it was the beginning of what would become Fourth Day Letters. After 8 years, these weekly messages are being read around the world. Today, I want to share the reason and purpose for this ministry and explain how we can work together to change the world for Christ. My first email went out to a group of men who had experienced a Curcio weekend. Curcio began as a lay Catholic movement in Spain in the 1940s. It has been adopted by many other denominations and is known by many other names. Some familiar ones are Walk to Emmaus, Via de Cristo, and Kairos. All of these movements center around a three-day retreat. After making one of these retreats, the balance of one's life is considered their fourth day. This is where the name Fourth Day Letters came from. Bringing about the Christian evangelization of all of the environments in our world is the core purpose of each of these movements. Prompted by the Holy Spirit, I began writing each week to challenge, encourage, motivate, and inspire the men and women who were involved in these movements. I wanted to do my part to help all of us become better evangelizers. Over the years, the scope of this ministry expanded to include all Christians, not just those involved in the Curcio-like movements. In the first year, God placed the parable of the broken door on my heart. It was from that message that this ministry received its name, Broken Door Ministries. I believe God has blessed all people. I believe that all of us are broken by sin and wounded by our broken world. Brokenness manifests itself in every type of sin imaginable. Jesus came into the world so that everyone who believed in him could be saved from their darkness. We find this in John 12, verses 44 to 50. Each of us, even though we are broken in some way, is still expected to go forth to bring others to Jesus. Said differently, we are called to be the door, no matter how broken we may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. We are called by Jesus to take his message to the ends of the earth. We see this in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. We do this first by blooming where we are planted. Each of us exists surrounded by many environments, such as our families, friends, churches, neighborhoods, workplaces, and our social groups. We begin by bringing the good news and love of Jesus to the people in these environments. I believe we are all blessed by God, broken by sin, and yet we are called to go out and be shared. This is analogous to the Last Supper, where Jesus blessed, broke, and shared the bread with his friends. As communal Christians, we are sent out to change the world for Christ. Sadly, many of us are too nervous or frightened to go forth and evangelize. Inwardly focused on our own shortcomings and sinful habits, we feel unworthy to answer the call to evangelize. Out of fear, we remain scared. Blessed, broken, and scared does not resemble what Jesus did to the bread at the Last Supper. I chose to name the retreats that I put on across the country Blessed, Broken, and Scared because, unfortunately, this is where many of us are stuck. The book that I hope to publish soon will have the same name. To evangelize, we must be shared, not scared. To share, we must be open, honest, and vulnerable. Wearing masks and pretending we have it all together does not help us, nor does it draw others to Jesus. Each week, I share a message that I believe God placed on my heart for me to pay attention to in my own life. My hope is that these messages help you too. As Broken Door Ministry celebrates our 8th anniversary, I need your help. Thousands of people read Fourth Day Letters, but millions of people do not. Would you please share each week's message with your contacts and friends on all of your social media platforms? I would also like to come to your church or parish to give a retreat. You can click on our website to get more information or to invite me to your group. Lastly, I almost never ask for financial assistance, but it does cost money to keep this ministry going. Please consider making a donation to support this ministry. You can click on our website to make a donation. No amount is too small. Your contributions are tax deductible, and no one is paid a salary in this ministry. Your contributions help to get the message of Jesus out to the world. Working together, we can change the world and bring others to Jesus. May God bless you. Now, will you please pray with me? Dear God, thank you for the gift of your precious Son, Jesus, and for the blessings of this ministry. Please bless all of our readers and all of those they touch through their Christian outreach. Amen. Now, I want to make a very important note. Prepare yourself for Christmas. Mark your calendars. On December 6th through the 8th, 2019, I will be leading a 3-day Advent retreat. Catholics as well as non-Catholics are welcome to attend. Father Ed Sheridan will join us to celebrate Catholic Mass, and reconciliation will be available. Author Joseph Galloway will be giving a talk about his book, The Broken Door, and will be signing books. The retreat is being held at the Catholic Conference Center in Hickory, North Carolina. It's a beautiful place. More details will follow soon. I hope you can join us. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.